Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We invite you to the website over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the various features that we have there for you. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. You can actually create the content of the site. Find something online you think's interesting, you just submit it over at freetalklive.com, and at that point, other listeners get the chance to vote on it. You also can vote on the other things that others have submitted, and the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the website, thereby increasing the amount of people who will come across it. So head on over to freetalklive.com, get interactive. We are going to talk about a story that may be a little disturbing for some in the listening audience tonight, so beware. It is regarding the police. And not the usual police story. I mean, there's plenty of police stories about abuse, physical, like, beatings and things like that. The police hurting people, hurting peaceful people, shooting people in the back when they're handcuffed and on the ground and surrounded by cops. I mean, there's no shortage of these kinds of police abuse stories. And, of course, in most of these violent-style police abuse stories, the cops get away with it. Frequently, they are investigated by their own police department, or maybe even, you know, like the state police department, for instance. And 99 times out of 100,
I don't know if you can go 99 out of 100.
I would say so. That, you know, I don't have exact statistics. It's not my speculation. It's my observation,
okay,
having reported on these things for years on this program. But it seems like almost always the cops exonerate themselves. They say, well, it was, yeah, it was okay what that cop did. It was all right setting that house on fire with the tear gas grenades. It was okay beating that person to death, shooting the old woman, the 92-year-old woman in her own home, half blind, half deaf. Yeah, that's all right. But this is a little different, Mark. This is not beatings. This is sex.
Yeah, apparently there's a program. I mean, I think most people know of it. It's called the Explorers Program. It's a Boy Scout program.
But girls are allowed.
That's right. Yeah. They're allowed into this. And it places young people from the ages of 15 on up in basically, you know, situations with police officers on a regular basis. It says here with nearly 2,000 law enforcement explorer posts and upward of 32,000 14 to 21 year olds participating in the Boy Scouts affiliated program each year. There have been more than 100 cases where they have found that police were having sex with the explorers.
Now, this is from the Phoenix New Times, by the
that's
way.
That's right, Phoenix New Times, Jonathan Kamansky reporting here. And
it's a very detailed article, and one which will not have time to share the entirety of it.
No, it's 5 pages long.
I think just the first story in it is very instructive.
Yeah, it is. I mean, the first thing that we need to talk about is that generally, I think everybody realizes the police generally don't give themselves other police officers speeding tickets, right?
It's called professional courtesy.
I think, you don't see it too often that a police officer pulls over another police car or even a car with one of those black and blue lined stickers on them saying that I'm part of the Brotherhood. Mm-hmm. They don't usually do that. Now, obviously, you know, they can't see that little sticker from back there with the squad car. But, you know, once they do see it as they're walking up, then maybe they make another decision, give a warning, something
yep.
like that. So anyway, as the case may be. Now, I think when it comes to sex cases, the police tend to look the other way less often.
You mean amongst the police?
Amongst the police. But you've got to kind of consider this is a program of not just 14-year-olds, but 21-year-olds, too. And when you have an explorer who's 20 years old riding along with a police officer and they decide, to have sex, you've got one in a position of power and one out of a position of power. Some people would call that a problem and some wouldn't. And
I would say that's generally inappropriate.
I don't know. I mean, you can make whatever decision you want to make. What I know is that 16-year-olds and 15-year-olds and 14-year-olds make sexual decisions for themselves. Whether I like those sexual decisions or not is not the point. The point is they make those decisions, and when you take what for all intents and purposes throughout human history, have been adults until recently. 14-year-olds, 15-year-olds, 16-year-olds have all been adults. So they've been able to marry. They've been able to do whatever they want. And now when you stick them into squad cars, you have a randy young lady. By the way, there are stories here of young ladies sleeping their way through whole departments. Now, you can't tell me this is a cop molesting young ladies in that circumstance. And
are the allegations that the 100 kids were molested or that there was just sexual activity?
A lot of people say, they refer to them as kids, and I was just doing that, and it shouldn't be. These are young adults.
Yeah.
These young people, they're referring to them sort of, statutory rape, as if a 14-year-old can't make a decision to have sex with a 28-year-old. That's and I'm not saying that I think it's right. I'm just saying that I know it's done, and I know what it's like to be 14, and I know that if I had had the opportunity to have sex with an attractive 28-year-old woman, I would have done it in a heartbeat.
Of course, not all these cops are attractive, but that's besides the point.
It doesn't matter. Their power, in some cases, makes them attractive. A lot of these young people like the badge.
Mm-hmm.
They like that. And
there are some males and females who are attracted to the idea of power.
Generally, women attracted to men in uniform, I think, is the sort of the social, the common kind of thing. But certainly, it goes the other direction. In this
They're
case,
groupies. I mean, essentially, the cops groupies. Have groupies.
Sure. In this case here, Maggie had entered a primary gateway into American law enforcement. The paunchy, gregarious 43-year-old sergeant. 53, excuse me. My vision's really bad here.
You want me to take care of that?
Let me get through this sentence here. Had been running through Brownwood's Explorer program since its inception, took pains to make her feel special, rapidly promoting her through the ranks. He promised her to get her into the police academy when she was of age. Soon, he was taking her on ride-alongs every night.
You're talking about Sergeant Vince Arizaz.
Arias. Yeah, whatever his name is. And the department, ends up doing an investigation here. But apparently in 2004, according to court records, a 15-year-old explorer told that same police department's chief, Virgil Cohen, that Arias had forced himself on her one night when they were alone in the station house, kissing her, fondling her breasts, and touching her in her naughty place, her special place. Cohen also knew of text messages Arias had sent to the girl bragging about the size of his member and how he intended to use it upon her. And he said, "You're just a child," the girl recalls Cowan telling her. This is the chief police telling the young lady, the 15-year-old, that has been entrusted into his protection. He says, "You're just a child. You're making it up."
And she's
had text messages.
And she's talking about that's molestation, what she's reporting there.
Her
That's not her sleeping her way
nowhere.
Up.
Nowhere. And another police officer that saw his inappropriate behavior with Maggie, his investigation went nowhere. It's only until those two got together that the police department finally did something. And these things happen. There's a higher level of proof necessary to go after a law enforcement officer. I'd love anybody to tell me something different, because that's what I've seen in my line of work for 10 years being on the radio, reporting on government abuses. What I see is that when an allegation of whatever sort is made against a police officer, that it is generally a higher standard of proof than the one made upon just a normal citizen, that they are a different class of citizen, higher and better.
Well, I mean, you could tell that the police chief in this instance, he's not even interested in looking at it. He's not even interested in investigating with a statement like, "You're just making it up. You're just a child." That's basically, get out of my office.
They put a secret camera on. They get this Aziz guy. He says they get Hannah, the cop here, sets up a hidden camera. For 5 nights, he watches as the sergeant kisses and gropes Maggie, but he held off until he finally had his smoking gun. After watching Aziz go down on the girl, he swooped in for an arrest. Now, I want you to understand what happened here. A 15-year-old woman was used as bait for this. They knew what was up, and they let her be quote-unquote. Now, I don't believe it. I believe that this was, it sounds to me like it was consensual here, but they, under their standards, they let her be molested in order to catch this guy.
Well, wait, was it consensual, or was she, if she's saying he was forcing himself on her, that's not consensual.
No, two different girls. This is two different incidences, Ian. That was Natalie I was referring to in 2004 that had been stopped, groped, and had the text messages that the police chief told her to go take a long walk off a short pier. Okay. This is Maggie. This is relatively recent.
Got it. We'll continue this here. 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. How widespread do you think this really is? Is it just a few bad apples?
100 of them.
More? Just 100? It's Free Talk Live.
I have this dizzy feeling every time I get out of bed, like spinning. I don't know why. It's awful.
I get dizzy when I read or work on the computer.
I get lightheaded walking down a hall or aisle.
Or unsteady on my feet.
I lose my balance and get a little motion sick.
It's like vertigo. That dizzy feeling in a car, train, or airplane.
It's awful. An inner ear problem.
Most likely your vestibular system.
Now there's Zyvestra.
An amazing, fast-acting
dual-action tabs and targeted cream you rub behind your ear.
Behind your ear.
It works in an advanced homeopathic way to relieve dizziness.
It relieves that vertigo feeling.
That dizzy feeling, gone.
Zyvestra is amazing.
No more suffering from dizziness and queasiness.
Wake up with better balance.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Zyvestra. Call 1-800-304-1684. 800-304-1684. Stop the dizziness. Call 800-304-1684. That's 800-304-1684.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number is 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Web features include the archives. If you've missed a moment of this show, you can just download as many as you want. They're right there. You can grab them on the front page and then click into the archives section to go all the way back to late 2006. All of it is free at freetalklive.com. So head over there and enjoy that. Also, we are going to be attending the Liberty Forum, Free State Projects Liberty Forum, February 23rd through the 26th. Peter Schiff just announced as the investment advisor. Peter Schiff.
Awesome.
You might have seen him on television here and there as a talking head.
The guy that predicted the economic collapse.
Well, Ron Paul did too, but Peter Schiff definitely was
he gets
was
a lot of the credit.
And he's going to be speaking as the keynote speaker, but there are many, many more speakers at the Liberty Forum, including John Lott from More Guns, Less Crime, Michael Cloud from the Center for Small Government, Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center, and more, including Jody Emery we had on this show last week. She'll be speaking there as well from CannabisCulture.com. Lots of different types of speechifying, but it's not all about seeing the big names. It's also about being, and mostly for me, it's about being around people who love freedom. People who understand what liberty means. People who are sick and tired of things like police corruption and continued extraction of our individuals' wealth to this violent monopoly we know of as the state. People who want to be free and who are willing to do something about it. Hundreds of them will be together in the same hotel for a weekend, again, February 23rd through the 26th, and it's a blast. I highly recommend you take a moment to go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum, especially if you want to snag the early bird discount, which, as I understand it, has been extended through tonight. It's going to probably go away at some time tomorrow. You may get lucky if you wake up tomorrow morning and put in an order then at freestateproject.org/libertyforum, or it may end at midnight tonight. So just to be safe, if you want to snag the early bird discounted price of under $200 for an entire weekend convention, basically, head on over to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Now, whether you sign up tonight or you wait 2 weeks, you can always use the Free Talk Live discount code to get 10% off, and that code is FTL2012. That's FTL2012 to save 10% on the 2012 Liberty Forum. Go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Mark, you've been sharing with us some excerpts from the Phoenix New Times in a lengthy five-page, and when I say pages, we're talking about internet pages, so they just go down for a ways. It's a long piece over at phoenixnewtimes.com.
On my Word document, it came out to, after I'd taken out all the little pictures and stuff, down to 15 pages.
I mean, this is a very detailed report on what is essentially 100 police officers in the last, what did you say, a few decades?
Yeah, this has been a couple of decades at least. It may have been more closer to three. But in the past year, two sheriff's deputies in San Bernardino, California, are arrested for having sex with underage girls. A New York City cop was charged with child sex abuse after sending racy text messages to a 14-year-old. An officer in Bremerton, Washington, was reprimanded for sleeping with an 18-year-old. These are explorers, by the way.
Police explorers.
Police explorers, Boy Scout organization. And a former cop in Burlington, North Carolina, pleaded guilty to taking liberties with a minor after being accused of having sex with a 14-year-old that he'd taken on ride-alongs.
So there's no shortage of these cases, and the interesting thing is these are the cases we're hearing about. These are the cases to which there is some evidence of these behaviors happening.
Yeah, and this happened from the very start. Law enforcement explorer girls, or legs, as they were commonly known at the time, in the mid-70s, they started in Los Angeles, and they had the Tinseltown outpost. And, they rode along, they did some office stuff and all that kind of thing. As a token of appreciation, the Hollywood cops began taking the explorer girls, most of them 15 and 16 years old, on overnight weekend camping trips. The tradition endured for more than 2 years until the autumn of 1976, when one of the girls, uncomfortable with the campsite activities, complained to a department higher up, saying the camping trips were a little more than orgies.
Oh, my goodness.
And, the idea that you're going to take what essentially are young women, I mean, you can call them kids if you want to call them kids, but they're only kids by modern society's definition. I mean,
a lot of them look like women to me.
Women at 14, 15, 16 years old were married, having kids, as short as, Loretta Lynn was married at 12, right?
Yeah, I mean, less than a century ago, this was not uncommon.
Not an uncommon thing. So, the idea that you're going to stick them in a squad car with a guy whose qualifications in some cases aren't even a degree. Not to say that a degree makes a person moral.
No, but you're sticking them in a squad car with somebody that they likely look up to.
Yep.
That they respect.
Yep.
That also
they know the power of sexuality.
They know their own sexuality, but that also holds keys to their future as a police officer. And that's one of the most important aspects of this.
Sure, if he says she's a bad little explorer, will she get into the...
No way.
Yeah.
No way. It's a total, it's a good old boys system. And if you're not in with the good old boys, then you're not going to get in the organization. And look, I got no problem with people exploring sexuality and having whatever. If you want to have sex with somebody, that's your business.
Yeah, my problem here is that people look to the idea of authority and power. My concern is that people send their young their young teenage daughters out to these police programs and believe for some reason that police officers, police men and women, are not people, that they are some kind of higher moral being, when in fact they are just like you and me, and they will act just like normal folks, whatever those normal folks act like in those circumstances.
You know, if you actually talk to some cops, you probably find out that they tend to be a little more sexually oriented than probably the average guy.
I don't know that that's true. I mean, I do know that one of the selling points of uniforms for young men is essentially, hey, you'll get girls with this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's we're certainly told that. That's the meme out there. The underlying idea is that, hey, you get yourself a uniform, be it a military, police, firefighter, whatever it is. And I mean, look at the calendars. They got the firefighter calendars.
Yep.
And these things happen. I'm a firefighter. I tell you, they're not swamping me. I can assure you of that.
Well, you're a firefighter in a small town.
I'm the youngest, best looking firefighter. That's not true. There are a couple of young guys on the squad and certainly better looking than I am. But, the idea that you're sending these young girls out there and just saying, oh, yeah, it'll be fine. An overnight ride along with this 53-year-old police sergeant, nothing's going to happen.
Mark, just to point something out here, it doesn't say here in the story it's all girls, right? It doesn't make that clear.
There's another I've got another highlighted bit here where a supervisor of some sort apparently had molested several young men. It's a deputy. Deputy chief of the LAPD was accused of molesting at least six boys he'd supervised when they were LAPD explorers in 1970. Apparently, David Kalish, this deputy chief, had one accuser said that he had forced him to perform oral sex in his squad car while the two were in uniform. I mean,
forced to.
That's the term.
That's where the problem comes in for me, is the force.
Well, there's no shortage of the term force in this article.
855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Is it ever appropriate for these relationships to happen, these relationships where one person is in power, whether we're talking about a scoutmaster in the Boy Scouts, or we're talking about a police officer in the Explorers program? 855-450-FREE.
In 2009, several international scientists concluded the WTC buildings were blown up by nanothermite. So what actually happened on 9/11? An experienced physicist with a PhD in applied physics at Caltech has published an online book about this disaster, National Swindle of the World Trade Center. This factual analysis includes 37 color photos in 7 chapters. Download it now for less than $13 at sealane.org. That's SEALANE.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Guys, did you know that starting in your early 30s, your testosterone drops 1 to 3% each year? By 50, you may have already lost half your testosterone. That could explain a lot, like your low energy, muscle turning to fat, and a low drive in your romantic life. Discover Ageless Male, the first and only all-natural supplement that's clinically proven to boost your testosterone levels by 61% and still within healthy, normal ranges. And when your testosterone levels are healthy, healthy, you can feel more like you did 20 years ago. That energy, that focus and concentration, that passion in your love life. Be the man you used to be. Call now to try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com
and iTunes.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up anything you want or comment on the Police Explorer sex scandal. 855-450-FREE is the number. We'll continue with that in a moment.
Ruger's SR-40C is the new compact version of the recoil-reducing striker-fired SR-40 pistol, one of the slimmest and most ergonomic full-sized 40 calibers on the market today. That's the SR-40. The SR-40C is based on the same high-performance glass-filled nylon frame who's used in so many great Ruger pistols, offering the same features including a slim frame, short trigger reach, reversible backstrap, and ambidextrous controls. The SR-40C features a throw-hardened stainless steel slide or an alloy steel slide with Nitrodox Pro Black finish. See it at Ruger.com, and it's a fantastic-looking handgun. You can purchase it at your local gun dealer. Again, it's Ruger.com.
So, I'm wondering, is there anybody listening tonight who actually thinks that the behavior on the police, on the police's part in these instances we've been telling you about, police explorers, these are the teenage girls and boys that come in and, you know, work their way up and through this kind of this scout-like program for teens that want to be cops, basically.
Yeah, it's sort of apprenticeship program for police. And there are actually a couple of, they're for a few other fields, but mainly it's cops is what...
That's where I've heard about
that's
it
what
before.
I've heard about it too, yeah.
So we're talking about over 100 cases over the last couple few decades where, you know, it's confirmed. These things have happened, as
oh,
I understand it. And so that, of course,
well,
leads
I mean,
to...
they, there's been my presumption is that there's been many more, multiple
right.
of the,
well,
that 100, because my experience in this world is that it takes a higher level of proof in order catch police officers, to convict or get police officers punished for crimes than it does for sort of the average individual.
They're going to brush as much of this under the rug as they can.
When the average person gets, when you're talking about from arrest to conviction through a jury, that fewer than 0.25% of people are acquitted that have been arrested, acquitted by a jury that have been arrested. I mean, that's a pretty small amount. Less than 1%, a quarter of 1% of people are acquitted that have been arrested. And that's an incredible number. I mean, you know, we must have some very efficient law enforcement officers out there that, a quarter of 1% of people are actually acquitted by a jury.
In this case, it really begs the question, if 100 of these guys have been caught, if there have been 100 cases that are confirmed over the years, how many are there that we don't know about? How many are there where there was a report and no one investigated? Like that chief, he had a report that that one of the cops was forcing himself on this teenage girl, the same cop that has finally been busted years later for doing the same thing to a different girl, or maybe not forcing himself on a different girl, but having sex with her. The other girl said she was forced upon. And, how many times was that guy reported to the chief? How many other instances have been reported to the same chief and he's, blown it off? How many other chiefs around the country, police chiefs, have blown these reports off and brushed them under the rug in order to not make waves in the department to protect their brethren, their brothers, and the thin blue
themselves.
Line?
Themselves! Look at Captain Tom Wolf, who took Natalie to a pizza joint where he was seen caressing her inner thigh in public, assertion he denies, and gave her special assignments that allowed her to bring home confidential paperwork. A third officer, Brandon Green, Hill admitted to inviting Natalie to his house while his wife was out of town, and a movie played on the TV.
But
it's
the same girl?
With her. This is a different Natalie. I'm sorry, there's too many Natalies
in the world. Apparently Natalies like to become cops.
No, I think that, I don't know.
So it begs the question of how often is this happening? And there's no way to really answer that question. But it does. One of those things that makes you go, 855-453. And more importantly, how do you feel about this? I mean, is there somebody out there who thinks, this is fine. Yeah, cops should be able to have sex with their explorers. Totally appropriate.
Come on. Does anybody going to call in and say that? Either?
No. And
that's a silly question to ask.
But, I mean, there are so many people that call this show to defend the police.
Right. Every
They'll
time.
Defend them. And it seems like no matter how outrageous of violence they commit.
Right. Every time we talk about an instance where a police officer is accused of using too much violence in a circumstance, someone will call in and defend and say something like, well, they have a violent job, da-da-da-da-da-da. And what my contention is that power tends to create corruption. That when you have power, you're less likely to get convicted of something. You're less likely to be accused of something. And
right.
then you sort of subconsciously know this, and it creates actions that then, are sort of more cowboy-ish.
So I think that it's not a surprise that men are attracted to teenagers. This, as you pointed out, Mark, teenagers.
I don't know why you're calling teenagers anything less than adults. I mean, because frankly, in a lot of ways, they very 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 much are.
In many ways, you're right about that. Certainly, they're able to make babies and things like that, so they're certainly prepared to physically to have sex. Whether they're prepared mentally is another question, and can only be answered by each teen. But that's I don't want to necessarily talk about the age of consent here, because I think that it should be drastically lowered, because I believe teenagers can make these decisions. Clearly, they are making these. Decisions.
I think their parents should be involved in that decision-making process, and part of that involvement is who the heck are they riding around in cars with at night?
Right. So you look at these situations, and you have to wonder about when is it appropriate? Is it ever appropriate for these situations? Because I say when you've got a position of power, like these cops are lording power over these teens, and if the cop says no, this person should not become a police officer, they're not going to become a police officer. So knowing that, does that affect how these teenagers are behaving around these police officers? Would they otherwise have not had sex with them if the
in
cop
some cases
have,
is the answer.
If the cop didn't have power. Because I get it, teenagers, they're young, they're ready to have babies, they're horny, they're experimenting, people are attracted to them, and that makes sense. And if a guy tells you he's not attracted to teenagers,
the problem here is these same police officers that were doing this with these 15-year-olds would be the same cops that would arrest an 18-year-old for having sex with a 15-year-old.
And they'd lecture him, too.
I spent 9 years in prison, and some of those people in there at the very least claimed, I don't have their files or anything, but they claimed, oh, yeah, I was 18 having sex with a 15-year-old or whatever.
Absolutely.
And it happens a lot.
Guys get busted for that a lot.
I see the news stories. I know it does happen.
Right, and those same cops would probably lecture that guy, too, about how bad it was that he did those sorts of things. Let's talk to Dave listening. Dave just dropped off the line. Let's try Jared listening in Indiana to WXNT. Hello, Jared.
Hey, what's going on?
What's on your mind, Jared?
Hey, it was kind of a great segue, what you guys were just talking about, as far as, you know, absolute power corrupts absolutely. We've all heard that. I think as far as our societal ills go, a lot of them would fade away or begin to fade away very quickly if all men and women, we'd have men and women prisons, but if all men, from a pot dealer to Bernie Madoff, all went to the exact same facility, these guys, like Bernie Madoff, would be a lot more cautious about the stuff they do, because as it is now, their power allows them to develop a system in which they don't go to the rough and tumble end of the political.
I disagree. No, I disagree. The states that don't have the death penalty have, you know, don't have higher crime rates in general than the states that do have the death penalty, which says to me that a larger amount of punishment does not dissuade
the
criminal.
The severity, you mean?
The severity of a punishment doesn't dissuade a criminal. A criminal says to themselves, I'm never going to get caught.
Well, plus, I mean, how could you possibly advocate to put a peaceful human being like a pot dealer in the same prison and, you know, right next to murderers and rapists?
Well, and I'm not advocating at all putting the pot dealer there, but I am advocating putting Bernie Madoff there.
Well, you know, people are mad at Bernie Madoff, and I get it. He robbed a lot of people, but, you know, to some extent, his high-end clients, it's difficult to feel bad for somebody who believes that they've just got the easy way, you know? I mean, that this one guy has all the answers, and he's always going to make me money. He's going to beat the system every time. I mean, don't you think that's a little irresponsible?
Jared, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Share your thoughts with us. 1-855-450-3733. Were you ever in the Police Explorers program? Maybe you could tell us your story. You talk like a good.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org, and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's fff@fff.org.
In 2009, several international scientists concluded the WTC buildings were blown up by nanothermite. So what actually happened on 9/11? An experienced physicist with a PhD in applied physics at Caltech has published an online book about this disaster, National Swindle of the World Trade Center. This factual analysis includes 37 color photos in 7 chapters. Download it now for less than $13 at sealane.org. That's SEALANE.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. We are inviting you to dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. You can bring up what you want. That's the point of Free Talk Live. But also, we're talking about the police Explorers program and how, well, guess what? They're having sex with those cops. Some of them by consent. Some of them, not so much. We'll continue with that in a moment.
You can get your Liberty message out to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. Do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings over there at LibertyStickers.com. You can entertain yourself for hours just by flipping through them and reading them. You check them out. Let your voice be heard. It's LibertyStickers.com. I've got one on the back of my car. It says, Barack Obama has fired more cruise missiles than all other Peace Prize winners combined. It's LibertyStickers.com.
All right, 855-450-FREE is the number. If you want to support Free Talk Live, by the way, you can shop with us. Head over to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links to Amazon there. You click into those, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. So you're looking to get some holiday shopping done, don't bother going to the discount stores or dealing with parking and driving and all that stuff. Just get it done by going to shop.freetalklive.com. You order through the links there, and Free Talk Live gets a portion. Unless you order through the Newegg links, there's Amazon and there's Newegg. If you order through Newegg, then and the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund will get a portion of that purchase. But if you want to help Free Talk Live, go through the Amazon links and get the stuff you want and the stuff you need. So 855-450-FREE is our number here. And, Mark, I know you want to continue with the discussion of the prison system and punishing people, putting, you know, like the people that might have stolen money in with the people that have, you know, held people up at gunpoint, putting a murderer in with a pot dealer, as was suggested by our last caller. Let's hold off on that and go to Chris in California. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live at the end of Mark.
Hey, guys. Hey. I actually called you guys yesterday, talked about the Mormonism deal.
Okay. What's on your mind tonight, Chris?
Well, I wanted to talk about the issue of consent. I guess if we're going to be talking about consent, it would be really important to define what consent's about, right?
Well, go ahead.
I mean, as a libertarian myself and reading about what autonomy means, you know, Immanuel Kant would define that as being
Kant.
K-A-N-T,
Kant.
Kant. K-A-N-T.
Yeah. Yep. I didn't name the guy, okay?
Yeah. he defines it as being able to act upon a law that you give yourself. And I would question very much whether or not a minor who grows up in an authoritarian environment, both in the home, the school, and at play, depending on what kind of a community you're from. But, I mean, usually when people sign up for those kinds of things, it's the parents, really, who are signing over their kids.
I don't think you're right about that at all.
I don't.
These teenagers are interested in being police officers. They're not being forced to go there by their parents.
Right.
It's fun and easy to talk.
If a kid who's making that decision is aware of his own autonomy when he's making it.
It's fun and easy to talk about how someone lacks autonomy inside of a societal situation where they've been sort of brought up to believe certain things. And in that case, the vast majority of people who are, say, voting or going to church or whatever they're doing aren't making decisions autonomously. They're making decisions because mommy and daddy were Democrats or Republicans or Methodists or Lutherans or whatever
reason.
Well,
I don't know. I mean, if you get to the heart of the issue, and I think the heart of the law, the problems that come down to especially Americans and how we react to authority and how our transactions are usually done. I mean, how many times, if we see a cop, do we have that knee-jerk reaction, or we take a look at our speedometer? And,
sure.
I see that as a lack of, or at least a conviction of one's autonomy, that you would have a reaction just based on a sight.
Absolutely. There's no autonomy in that circumstance
right. So somebody who's acting freely, right, who's aware of their own autonomy, would make a decision based solely on that.
Well, no, I don't know if it's an issue of autonomy. I mean, I'm completely in control of myself, but the reason I'm looking at the speedometer is self-preservation. I mean, that's like, you see a bear in the forest and you check your gun to make sure it's loaded.
Right, but
what
makes you
go between 25 miles an hour in one zone and 15 in another is solely because Big Brother told you so.
It's because of fear of the consequences in the same way that you're afraid of the bear in the woods.
Right.
Chris, thanks for the call, man.
The consequences of what somebody else can do to you, that's the individual.
Sure, and some of these teenagers might be afraid of
based on coercion.
Right, and some of these teenagers might be afraid of the consequences of what's going to happen to them if they don't consent to sex with these police.
Right.
But that doesn't mean you're not autonomous. You still are making the choice to be afraid. You're making the choice.
And you've got to follow this down, Chris, because if the teenager isn't responsible for their decision to have sex with a police officer who is, say, 10 years their senior, then the police officer isn't responsible for their actions either, because they were brought up in a society that dictated that a person with power would have the opportunity to lord it over somebody else at the same time. So, I mean, it all goes back to Adam and Eve at that point. I mean, at some point, responsibility has to be taken. Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree, but only in the hypothetical situation that you just kind of put forward. I think the reality of the situation is some parents, because they have a true authority over their child, signed over the care of their child, their stewardship, over to another authority. Okay, and that's the reality of what happens. So
that may be true in some cases. But there's this young lady who slept her way through a police department, 6 men on one force and then 4 men on a different force. I mean, you think that lady's, was forced into it by her parents and therefore she was just acting out? Sounds like she has a cop fetish.
What I'm saying is what we're seeing here is really just the same kind of repetitious, authoritarian type of interchanges that are done with people.
I think you're overanalyzing it, but thank you, Chris, for the call. Appreciate it. At 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I think what you're seeing here is exactly what we're talking about. You've got teenagers who are, exploring their sexuality, who in many cases may have an interest in the idea of being a police officer. That's why they are choosing to become explorers. I don't imagine they would do very well if their parents forced them into it. My parents kind of at one point, I don't know if force is the right term, but let's say they nudged me into joining the Boy Scouts. I hated it, and I ended up leaving after less than a year.
I enjoyed the Cub Scouts.
That's fine. I'm just giving you an example. It doesn't matter if your parents sign you up for something. You're choosing at all times how to behave and how to act within those organizations. Even if there are consequences for those choices, you're still choosing. You're the one at
Cause in the matter.
At cause. Thank you for that. Let's continue here. You can bring up anything. Let's go to Forrest listening in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live, Forrest.
Well, thank you very much. I'd like to segue into a little bit different conversation that may...
Sure. Go ahead with your thoughts.
All righty.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. So, go ahead.
Okay. I'm a world traveler. I've traveled from the Arctic to Antarctica and across six continents.
Oh, I was hoping you'd say you'd travel between worlds. That would have been awesome.
Well, and I've done it all on a bicycle, about 125,000 miles.
Hold on, you've been to Antarctica on a bicycle?
I sure have. I've camped out and bicycled in Antarctica.
I assume you took a boat between Tierra del Fuego and Antarctica, right?
Tierra del Fuego, yes. Ushuaia, yes. I took a boat and landed in McMurdo, stayed there and worked there for 6 months. On the ice, and
okay.
Got to ride my bicycle. I got to go camping, of course, climbing and skiing and all the things that you do down in Antarctica.
All right, so you're an experienced traveler.
I'm an experienced traveler. And in my travels around the world, I'm a former math and science teacher. I just had a great time traveling around the world, almost 100 countries now in the last 40 years. And when I got to China, and when I got to India, when I got to Bangladesh, and I got to Indochina, I got all these places where the human swarm has really just taken over. It's destroyed habitat. The rivers, of course, run in raw sewage in Asia. And the human condition is really quite terrible on multiple levels. And very sobering to me. And at that point in time, I really came to a consciousness, if you will. I spent a year down in South America and bicycled the whole length of South America and back up through the rainforest to Falls of Iguazu and Paraguay and then through the rainforest out to the coast again.
Okay.
And in these travels, I really came across a whole new understanding of what the human race is facing in the 21st century. And just as of October, human overpopulation. And that is the one subject that very few of media outlets and certainly leaders and countries and states are talking about. And even when we hit the human race hit 7 billion people just October 31st.
It was a one-day headline.
It was a one-day headline and
sure.
Forgotten.
Now, I'd ask you this, though. Wouldn't you say that technology tends to solve the problems of human overpopulation?
Tell you what, Forrest, hold that thought. We'll let you answer that question here in a moment. Bring it back, because we're not going to avoid the conversation. Let's talk about that
issue. I'm scared.
You're scared?
I ain't scared.
You ain't scared. All right. 855-450-FREE. I have to agree with you, Mark. 1-855-450-3733. Is it overblown, the concerns about overpopulation?
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's gonna kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You can use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60, and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR, or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
In need of comfort? Look to two American icons, the Company Store and the LaCrosse Comforter. Available in down and down-free options in four warmth levels and 14 colors. For over 100 years, no one gives you more choices and better quality than the Company Store. Go to thecompanystore.com and enter code COMFORT to receive 15% off your entire order and free shipping. That's thecompanystore.com, the Company Store. Comfort that fits your life. For over...